What do you think about Leonard's game yesterday and some of the tough yards he's able to get?
Yeah, I thought it was, you know, it's exciting. I think, you know, you guys are aware. I mean, you know, he's coming off of, you know, the nagging injury. I guess nagging injury would probably be the best way to put it. And, you know, in practice he's been working hard, you know, and really having a couple of good practices. And then it was good to see him go out there and make those runs and those tough runs. And, you know, obviously that's going to be important for us, you know what I'm saying, going down the stretch for him to be able to run like he can.
One thing you said last week is you got to be able to run when they know you're going to run it. When you're backed up at the one there, ran maybe 8 out of 9 plays, was that a big sign of that?
Yeah, I thought up front they did, you know, we did a nice job. I thought, you know, more so than maybe some of the recent games, I thought, you know, we were able to get some push, you know, which is something that, you know, we haven't done consistently over the last couple of weeks. And I think that's something that we have to build on, obviously, for the next game. But I do believe in that, and especially, you know, the 4-minute one, you know, we get a lost yardage play, and then, you know, we get the big run at the end, which was good. And then coming out, you know, it was a good line stunt. The line did a nice job. They picked it up. They pirated to one side. Both guys came down. We got somebody up on the linebacker. Backer scraped over the top. Tommy kicked him out, and Leonard hit it pretty good. And then the next run, I think he came back with an 8 or 9 yard gain. So, you know, getting that ball out, and I think it was a, you know, one of many, because it's hard to really pinpoint, you know what I'm saying, what's the, you know, the play or the series or things of that nature. But, you know, that was obviously big coming out.
How much peace of mind does Lambeau give you now? 15 or 16 since, you know, do you worry about that?
I really don't even – you know, like I said, you know, we'll go out there and warm up. You know, Joe DeCamillo's come in, you know, talk to me. I'll say, hey, this is what he's doing from this end. This is what he's doing from that end. This is what their guy's doing. And then once it's in those perimeters, I just, all right, let's go kick it. And I don't, you know, but again, I go back to the way he practices. You know, that's the way he practices. So he's been, you know, he's been outstanding, you know, in practice.
Is the kickoff thing, is that leg strength issues, or are you having him kick it that short for coverage issues? Or?
Well, some of it's strategic, obviously. I mean, you know, we'll you know, power kick it, pop it up, do a couple of different things. You know, he's shown the ability at times to put it in the back of the end zone where someone, you know, not going to bring it out. The team we just played is actually the opposite. They almost bring it out every time, you know, Seattle if it's in there. So, you know, our deal was we wanted to mix it up, move it around a little bit. I was surprised that the one that he did take the knee down the middle of the field, you know, they didn't bring that out. So a lot of that is just basically, you know, strategy of what we'd like to do.
Well, the offensive line has come so far from where it was at the beginning of the year. What's been the
– What's that?
The offensive line has come so far from where it was at the beginning of the year. What's been the key driver of that? I mean, why has that dramatic improvement happened over the course of the year?
We've had a lot of injury. You know, we've had some injuries there. I think that, you know, guys have stepped up, guys that are, you know, whether it be Josh Wells coming in or, you know, Chris Reed coming in or Shatley, you know, have played there. You know, guys coming off injuries, you know, with, you know, Parnell and Pat coming back in. You know, I think those guys work hard. They have a lot of pride. And, you know, they want to go out there and perform well.
Bennett, his move on that snap there with Linder, is it a legal play? Yes, but is it also an unfortunate play because of the injury risk?
Well, I think like a lot of plays, I think when we see things, you know, my responsibility is if I see something on the field that I think, you know, is a play or an action caused by either one of my own players or someone else's players, you know, hand it into the league because obviously player safety is the number one issue. So, you know, those things go to the league, and the league does a good job of handling that. Most of that stuff's handled, obviously, internally. Sometimes things are published, you know, and what they say. So, you know, that's the way I usually take care of it.
Will you send that to the league?
Well, I'm sure we'll have discussions with the league, yes.
How impressive has A.J. Bobe's ball skills been this season?
I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about those guys, you know what I'm saying, the DBs and you know, the linebackers and, you know, about the ball skills. I think we might have been talking about the linebackers, but it's the same thing. I think when you guys, you know, when you guys are out there, you can see, you know, early on in the week we'll work on you know, tough catches, but manageable ones. And then later in the week, you know, we're throwing balls up there. It's like a highlight show, you know what I'm saying, with our DBs. I mean, they're, you know, their hands are unbelievable. I really, when I see a ball in the air, tipped, or a ball's going around, or them breaking on a football, I really believe they're always going to get it. And that comes from the way they practice. I mean, those guys, their hands are unbelievable. I mean, you know, normally guys that can't play receiver go to DB. That's like the joke, you know what I'm saying, around, like, offensively, you know. But I think all of our guys can probably go play receiver. You know, I do, and that's a credit to them. They do have really good hands.
Two more long passing plays yesterday against your defense. It's been so good overall, but does that become a concern? Arizona had one, Cleveland had one, Indianapolis had one, two more yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a concern. They happen for different reasons, you know. Maybe we're not in the best position. Maybe we're not in the best coverage, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we're not – maybe the play gets extended. But, you know, any time that you're giving up explosive plays, you know, you have to go back and look at it and see what we can do first as coaches to do a better job, you know what I'm saying, of putting them in position. And then, two, you know, how we're doing on the field communication-wise to make sure we're getting it. Because, you know, a lot of things change on that field. There's a lot of things going on, you know what I'm saying, when people are moving and doing things, that, you know, the communication is key. And it's something that we've done a very good job of, you know, overall, when you look at it, but there's times that it's broken down, and we just got to keep working on it.
Is yesterday more communication than technique?
No, I think it's a combination of everything. You know what I'm saying? Of extended plays, good plays by them on offense, you know, and their race routes, you know, trying to, you know, get in better position, not trying to play a lot of other things and seeing things of that nature. So we're just going to keep working on it. You know, obviously we want to do a better job of it.
With players about, you know, what, how to behave if things get out of hand with crowd, things thrown at them, any of that sort of thing. Do you have that conversation, what the expectation is?
Just be a pro. I mean, your expectation is to be a professional.
Sort of like the challenge. We have three games to go.
I don't know. I don't know. How many games do we have? I don't know. I just know this.
Know.
I got the players coming in on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying, John? I got the players coming in on Wednesday. I'm going to work my butt off to have the best Wednesday we can have. All right? I know who our opponent is this week, and they're the two-time division champ. You know what I'm saying? I know they're coming in here, and that's where I try to keep the focus. You know, all the other stuff, nothing. We haven't accomplished anything right now. We're not. All we've accomplished is 9 wins. We have 4 losses. You know what I'm saying? There's 3 games left, like you said. All right, I not acknowledge that. I don't want to look like, you know, an idiot. But that's not the way we went about it. We've been going about our business from day one. You know what I'm saying? So why should we change now? You know, our business is, hey, you know, those players right now are getting their bodies ready, hopefully. Okay, resting, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? You know, doing all the things that they should be doing. You know what I'm saying? They get themselves ready. And then when they come into this building on Wednesday, we're going to focus on doing everything we can do on Wednesday to make sure that we can prepare, because it's just like anything else. You know, you're judged by how you perform on Sundays over a period of time, you know, not just by one game.
Talk about Blake after the game yesterday. Anything stand out watching today? Any different about the guy the last couple of weeks?
I'm, you know, happy. You know, he's done a nice job. I mean, you know, it's all out there to see. You know, it's not like, you know, I mean, everyone always watches the quarterback, you know. But what's interesting is, you know, for me, like, I brought up, we were watching the tape, you know, and we were in a staff meeting, and I told him, I said, you know what my favorite play was? My favorite play was when he was in the pocket and he stepped up and he turned his shoulder. And he stepped up with the football and protected the football, stepping up in it. Now, that might be the O-line coaching me, you know what I'm saying, doing that. But that, to me, is that's when you're starting to say, okay, all the work we're doing, the little things, the technique, the footwork and things of that nature, you know, it's all looking very comfortable. It's a comfortable movement for him. So, you know, I think that he's, you know, he's you know, he knows, like we always say, you know, now he's got to go out and do it again. You know, he's got to go out and perform again. And he understands that, and he's done a great job with those challenges.
Getting Omame back, did he kind of contribute to that push in the run game that you'd been looking for
And just what was your overall assessment of
I looked at it, and I'm like, you know, because usually not one person coming back can do it. I really think that, you know, I thought Mercedes did a real good job yesterday and a very good job in the run game. I thought we just overall, the whole group, created more movement consistently than we have in the past.
Well, how did Omame look?
You look good.
You always wonder about it when a guy misses, 3.5 weeks with a knee and a quad. Did you see him get better as the game went on? Once he got back to
game speed. I tell you, he really came back and played better than he practiced.
So that's been his MO.
That's his yeah. I said that in the preseason. Remember, and he looked fresh and he looked like he was ready to go. More so on Sunday than not that he wasn't during the week. You know what I'm saying? But. Obviously, the performance picks up on Sunday, and that's his MO. I could easily say that.
He's played really well the last 2 weeks, but flying around. Do you think the new role that he had earlier in the season allowed him to get a little bit more rest? His body's fresher now than it normally would be if he was playing a ton?
Nah, that guy's like a machine. You know what I'm saying? That's hard to say. You would think that. You know what I'm saying, Mike? He would probably be better. He would tell you no. I mean, I know how Puzz is. But he's one of those guys that's just outstanding. I mean, just, takes care of his body. I mean, every time, and the players on our team recognize that, every time he's out there, it's 100% everything he has. And I think that's why he's such a respected player as a pro football player.
You guys brought him in, I guess, to break down the huddle last night in the locker room.
The players did. I was out of it.
Is that a special moment for a guy that's, he's in his 11th year, he's never had a winning season? And
hey, man, I don't. That's it. That's his call. I mean tough luck for him. I love him, though. I love him. But I don't really know. I wish I could comment and say something good. I don't know what to say. I walked out. I heard them say Puzz, and I'm gone.
Do you expect with Telvin and Hearns, what kind of progress are they making?
Today they're like, hey, we'll see, tomorrow. And tomorrow's Tuesday, and then, then Wednesday, hopefully I'll know by Tuesday, before Tuesday night, before we start game planning. So I'll have a better idea probably tomorrow in the afternoon before we really put the game plan together.
Sort of unique the next 2 weeks, but especially this one, T.J. Yates starting at quarterback for Houston, not a lot of film on him. Garoppolo starting for San Francisco, just the challenge. Preparing for two guys who you don't have a lot of recent film with their perspective teams.
I'm sure it is. I mean, but we're ready for the best of what Houston has. I mean, obviously, like I said before, they're 2-time division champ. And the one thing, in my experience in this league, is you can throw out all the records, all the stuff, everything like that. When division opponents play each other, it is a battle. You know what I'm saying? And I know that, they're going to come in here. I know the coach, obviously. Everyone knows my past with them. They will be ready, and I will do everything I can to make sure our team is ready to go.
When you're watching the film, did Leonard seem to have a little bit more burst, a little bit more aggression the way he was running than maybe a couple of weeks ago, last couple of weeks?
Because
the
ankle, he's been playing with the nagging, know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The ankle's much, much better at this point.
Yes.
Hey, whenever they show you on TV during the game, you're always writing something down.
Yeah.
What do you write down?
Hey,
I like that play. We should go back to it. Is it or like a mistake, a talking point you want to bring up after the game?
Well, no, there's a lot of things that are getting called, and going on during the game. A lot of times I'm writing down what the breakdown is, So, who missed what, did what. So this way, because I don't have time to go on the line because the offense may be up. So when the defense is up, I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, is that a breakdown or someone lose a gap or someone was, reached or, hey, good play, So I'm, just getting down. So this way when we're making adjustments, I could be on top of it.
Did you always do that as a head coach? Or was that something you picked up?
No, I've always done it.
Where'd you get that from? Was that just something you just started doing on your own?
Not that smart. I gotta write it down. I can't remember all that stuff, but I'll write it down. I mean, I'm just being honest. Right.
Well, was there a coaching mentor you had that said, hey, you know, this is a good idea?
Well, when I was an O-line coach, I'd sit there and do the same thing. So we'd call the play, and I'd hit a play, and I'd write the breakdown or write the defense and, you know, saying and things of that nature. You know, so I guess it was just normal for me when, you know, I became a head coach and I have offense, defense. The only thing special teams I can remember pretty well.